imagine a world where everyone knows they can make a difference? What if controversy is your ticket to success and new possibilities, to being a leader in creating a different reality? Do you have the courage to create something greater than has ever existed before? This is The Value of Controversy, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Join us now for the tools, techniques, and awareness you need to create a world that you would be grateful to live in. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Value of Controversy. My name is Ann Maxwell, and I am here today with a special guest, Lisa Murray, who is coming from Brisbane. Hi, Lisa.
How are you, Ann?
I am so good, Lisa. I am so happy to have you on the show with me today. Thank you so much. So this is one of those really funny times, all you guys out there in the world listening to us either now or in the future. Usually there are several of us on the phone. And today, because of travel plans and airplanes and schedules and internet connection and that, you've got me, and Lisa has agreed to come on. So I am so excited to have you on the show today, too. What I'm going to do is read what we wrote up about the show and then introduce you a little bit, okay? So what unwritten and unspoken rules are you allowing to limit you, consciously or unconsciously? Are you waiting for permission to be, do, and have everything you know is possible? What did your parents tell you that you were allowed to? And what did your teacher tell you you were allowed to do? And is there some information missing there, like you in the equation? So that's what we're going to take a look at today. And Lisa is one of my absolute favorite people. She's one of the most creative people I've ever known. And she has created something called Creativity Lab, which from what I can gather is just amazing. So Lisa, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Anne. Yeah, because Creativity Lab, you know, we don't do many rules.
Right.
That's one of the things I love about it.
Isn't that awesome? So when you were in school and you had like an art class, were you told by the teacher to draw a tree and that there was a right way and a wrong way to draw it, for example, or that if you drew a flower it had to be red, it couldn't be pink and blue and purple?
I think I was always grateful if it looked anything like a tree or a flower, actually, for me personally. but I do remember there being a lot of rules, even in art class, and I was always very confused by it. It was like, why are there rules in an art class? Yeah.
So creativity, like, let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what is creativity?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, this is an interesting thing, because a lot of people think it's all about art or, you know, that sort of hands-on, very sort of creative thing. But I actually look at it as it's just being different. It's actually looking at things from a really different perspective and then allowing something different to come into the world. Like, some of the most creative people I know are probably also the least artistic. But we have all this sort of misapplication of what creativity even is. And I think a lot of people get really locked up in what they create because they think of there's all these rules about what it is.
Right.
It's really quite amazing, actually.
Yeah.
When you start to unlock that for people.
Yeah. So a lot of that makes total sense to me, that the definition of creativity would be that you would be artistic and that you would be able to create beautiful objects and beautiful paintings and drawings and that kind of stuff. And what you're suggesting is that it goes way beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like way beyond that.
Way beyond that. So all these unwritten and unspoken rules that we're talking about. So can you talk a little bit more about creativity? Like what?
So one of the things about creativity is that because we've been told so many different things about what it is and what it's not, that people actually stop creating. And I find that really amazing, actually, because it's like I have so many people come and they're just like, oh, I don't even think I can create anything. And they get to this sort of space where it's like everything is really locked up.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing for me, because one of the things that we do with Creativity Lab is actually just have this space where virtually there are no rules almost, and where there is a lot of choice. And a lot of people don't know what to do when they get that choice.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're so used to following all of the rules.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, what do I do? There's all this space, there's all this choice, and there's just a big blank for them.
Yeah, yeah. So when you were growing up, did you have rules that...
Oh, yeah.
Way of being, right? There was a right way and a wrong way to do things.
My mother was like the control freak from hell. And, yes, there was a lot of rules.
Yeah.
A lot of rules. But the funny thing was... Yeah, go on.
No, go ahead. What was the funny thing?
Well, I think I always had a sense that you could get around them somehow.
Yes.
Because even though my mother had a lot of rules, she also would get around other people's rules. So I had this really sort of paradoxical thing going on, which actually was great, because so much of the time I actually then learned to get around the rules, and I became really, really good at getting around the rules. And in saying that, there were times when I was really stuck in them as well, because I didn't even see them. Because so many of the rules that are out there, we don't even see, because they've become so ingrained in our culture and what's normal and what's right and what we should do, that
right.
you don't even see it's a rule and not
right.
a choice.
Right, right. It's like those are the ones that those are the ones that really guide. It's almost like they guide us and drive us, and those are the ones when we realize how bound down we are to like to rules like that are beyond thinking, beyond thought, that you just actually do. Those are the ones where you just shake your head and go, "Oh my God!" Right when you have those moments of awareness of, oh, that's what that was. Like one of my favorite stories, I'm going to tell it again, but one of my favorite stories about the unwritten rules is the couple who goes to the grocery store. They've just gotten married. They're in their 20s, and they buy a roast beef, and they come home, and they put it on the counter, and she cuts off the end of it and puts it in a pan and puts it in the oven. And her husband looks at her and says, "Why did you do that?" And she said, "Well, that's how my mom's always cooked roast beef." So the next time they go to her mom's house, he says to her mom, "This is what she did." And her mom said, "Oh, yeah, that's how I cook it, too." And he goes, "Why?" And she said, "Well, my mom always did it like that." So they call the grandmother, and he gets on the phone, and he says, "Grandmother, this is what they're saying. Like, is that true? Is that how you, why do you do that?" And she said, "Well, you know, I've always cooked roast beef like that because back in the day, the roast beefs were always bigger than the pans."
Yeah.
It's that stuff where you don't think about it. That's just the way it is. And it's the conclusionary sort of reality of this is the way it's always been, this is the way it is, and this is the way it's always going to be.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so interesting, actually, because so much of our life can get owned by those rules.
Right.
And you get to this space where it's just like, gosh, how much are you actually doing by choice? And how much is it because of someone else's point of view that's been there for sometimes even hundreds or thousands of years.
Right, exactly, exactly.
It's quite extraordinary.
It is, isn't it? And we actually, it's almost like we come in with those points of view, too. I think as kids, are much more able to let go of them more quickly than grown-ups are. But, Gary says the points of view that you have going out are the ones that you got to have coming back in the next time, right?
So. Yeah. It's like, how many times do we want to perpetrate the same crazy stuff on each other? Yes, yes.
Right? And so,
So
can you talk a little bit about how, like, what was it that you created in your life or that occurred in your life or that you saw or whatever that, so it was partly that your mom had a lot of rules, but she was also really adept at skirting the rules, so I bet you learned a lot about skirting rules there, right?
Yeah, I did. And it's funny because I didn't actually really even know that was what I was doing. I used to just do it naturally. And you know how this is the funny thing about you don't have a lot of awareness of what it is that you're doing. So it was one of those things where I would just, like, you know, at school I never did my homework because I just couldn't see any point to it. But I never told my mother I didn't do my homework. So for years she thought I did do my homework. And it was like when I was 25, she goes, "What do you mean you didn't do your homework?" I'm like, I never did my homework. You know? And she just didn't know. So if she'd known, she would have made me stick to the rules. That's the funny thing.
Right.
But because she didn't know, she, you know, and in hindsight, it would have been totally pointless for me to do my homework, you know.
Right.
So, but I know, like, when I worked in corporate, there were so many rules. And I used to look at all the rules and go, are you serious? How can you have, like, hundreds of pages of rules? Who would even know there's a rule in there about this, let alone remember it, if there's hundreds of pages of rules? And I remember I used to call HR on a fairly regular basis because I was always trying to change things.
And what's HR?
And the guy, oh, sorry, human resources.
Human resources,
you know, human resources,
yeah.
Department, yeah. And the guy, actually, the industrial relations guy, said to me one day, do you realize you're the only senior manager that actually manages your staff? I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, no one else ever calls me unless they've got a problem. He said, you're the only one who proactively does it. Because I was always looking for a way around the rules so I could do what I knew was required, you know.
Right.
And that was really amazing to me that, I just didn't know that other people weren't like that. So there was this thing also that was really sort of, I think, you know, for me, I was not aware of how much I was looking to do that until things like that would show up and I'd go, oh, wow, I actually am doing this really different to other people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's something about growing up and aligning, and it's almost like we get given two choices, right? We can either align and agree with our parents or we can resist and react to them. So we can either become them or do what they want us to do or be them or be like they would like us to be, or like all of those. And we've talked about shows, or we can do what you're talking about, which is how I function too. And I was like you, I did it under the radar. I was really sneaky about it. So
yeah,
you know, my parents had no idea. Like even a handful of the stuff that I did, I had a life that they had no clue I was living. at a lot of different ages, at a pretty young age too. And it wasn't that I was naughty all the time. It was just that I had the awareness, like you, that they wanted to be good parents, and from their point of view, in order to be a good parent, you had to follow the rules. And so, even though my mom knew that the rules were stupid, sometimes we had the most absurd conversations, and we would look at each other, and she would know how absurd she was sounding, and yet she would insist on these arcane, stupid rules, and she knew that I wasn't going to do them, and she just did it anyway, and I think it was just her sort of attempt to be a good parent, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of that that goes on, because parents always put me that the rules were, like, for my protection, and I used to want to kill them every time, and now I know, of course, it was just a lie.
Right.
It was actually so they could be seen to be good parents.
Right. Exactly. I had that told to me the other day. I was trying to transfer money from one account to another online, and I'd forgotten what my online password was. And here's the deal. I had given them my name, address, phone number. I was online. I could give them an accurate a dollar amount for each transaction for the past, like, what, 3 years or however much is online.
Yes.
And they wouldn't do anything because I didn't have the password. And I wanted to explode. I felt like I was 2 years old again, and they said what you said. Well, we're doing this for your protection, and I just almost exploded. And then I stopped because I knew that that was just going to create more havoc, and I said, okay, so thank you so much. And I hung up the phone and asked the questions, like, what else is possible here? And I went back online 10 minutes later, and they had done everything I was hoping that they would do. But they were going to do it because I didn't have the silly password, you know? I mean, it's like those kinds of rules and that kind of idiocy that is the substance of so much of this reality. And that's one of the things that I love about this topic, is that what if there's a way of giving yourself permission to be who you are and to do what works for you, right? And to be
seen. I've got a clearing. Can we run
it? Go for it, yeah.
Yeah, and then Susanna is on as well. So
cool.
So,
welcome.
Yeah. So,
hi, ladies. Hi.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi.
Nice to have you.
Thank you. Awesome to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Lisa,
cool.
You had
let me run the clearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm jumping up and down, and it's 5 a.m. here. You know, that's amazing. So, who or what could you be if you didn't defend for and against the rules?
Awesome.
And everything that is, would you uncreate and destroy it all, please?
Yes.
Once again, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pockle, nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Oh, do you want to do that one
yeah.
more time? Who or what?
Yes. So who or what could you be if you didn't defend for and against the rules? And everything that is, would you uncreate and destroy it all, please? Tom's a good brilliant. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine.
Right,
shorts,
wrong, good,
pot
bad,
and beyond.
All nine, shorts,
oh,
and beyond.
You're doing it for me. I've got a pot pocker.
I'll be your pot pocker. Yeah.
Cool.
So, Susanna, did you have anything that you wanted to share? That you want to talk
well,
about?
I just came on and just started to listen to your conversation about rules. And so what popped up for me was, like, all the convenience that rules are because, you know, it's like, yeah, rules are, on the one hand, kind of like boxing you in or making it smaller or limiting. And at the same time, I see so many people who are happy for rules because then at least they know, you know, what rules, what's possible and what's not possible. Like, they kind of are convenient with having a menu of choice that they can choose from rather than choosing from infinite possibilities. So I think for many people, there is also a convenience with having some kind of rules, basically what is good and what is right and what is bad and what...
Yeah. That's an awesome awareness. My mom said that my life took on a new meaning when I learned the meaning of the word no.
Yeah.
There's a comfort in no, and it's also, isn't it true that knowing what the rules are is knowing how you can fit in or not fit in, like whether you right.
I realize it now. I'm in Costa Rica now, and we're having this amazing 7-day event. And it's one of those times in my life where, like, all the reference points just vanish. It's really uncomfortable. My whole being has been uncomfortable because it's, like, really just, wow, there's nothing to judge for and against. Like, there's nothing to hold on to, what's right or what's wrong or what's good or bad. But, like, it doesn't feel like anything anymore. And that's, you know, I'm like, okay, how courageous can I be here to just fly into something I've never experienced before?
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club. And each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
What if you could release thousands of limiting beliefs and thought patterns with ease? Does that sound good to you? Then the Access Bars may be exactly what you are looking for. The Bars is a simple yet dynamic body process that allows you to change the energy of how you've been functioning so you can start receiving and being more of you. Join us for the second annual Global Bars class facilitated by the leaders creating a conscious world. The class is on October 10th and you can join us live in Houston, Texas or stream it worldwide. It's a one-day class filled with life-changing tools and possibilities. If one day could change your life, would you choose it? go to www.globalbars.com to register for the class or for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. And we have Susanna Mittermeier, who's also joined us, as you know, from the last segment. But yay, Susanna and Lisa. And I'm here
to
talk about rules and breaking rules and creativity and all that kind of stuff. So, Lisa, you had something. We were talking during the break, and you had something that you wanted to talk about, about invention, right?
Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed about rules is that how much of the time they're literally just an invention that's used to stop us. And I guess it's that thing of, like, look, starting to look at, like, all of the things that you think are rules in your life and actually going, well, is this true or is this an invention?
Right.
And, you know, one of the clearings that I'll sometimes run at Creativity Lab is, like, what invention am I using to create the blocks and stops to my creative capacities am I choosing? Because if we were being really creative and actually out-creating all of the rules, how much more creative would we be and how much more would we actually create? Because how much of the rules is actually just stopping us from creating?
Right.
And, you know, we go to all those points with you about what we're not creating and what we're not being and what we're not doing. And a lot of that comes back to the invention of all these rules that we're living by that are nothing to do with anything except someone else's point of view.
Right.
So shall we run that clearing for everyone, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So what invention are you using to create the blocks and stops to your creative and creating capacities are you choosing? And everything that is times a gazillion, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Cool.
Yeah, because when I run that, I see so many of the things that I thought were true that just have nothing to do with anything.
Right. The thing that I just finished facilitating 5 days to Change Your Life, the Bars Foundation Level 1 classes, and the thing that struck me is what you're talking about right now, the invention, the constructs, these beliefs that we have about all these rules and all these regulations and all the shoulds, have-tos, and all of that kind of stuff that really dictate the way most people run their lives. They really are made up, and they're not real, and it's awesome to be in a space where you can acknowledge that and then run the clearing statements or run processes to destroy and create all the places where you're creating those points of view, and you're creating the inventions, and you're creating all this stuff that isn't working for you as your reality, right?
And I see it a lot in business as well, actually, because people come to me and they're like, oh, I want to have a business, but I don't want to do X or I don't like X. And I go, well, you don't have to. And they look at me like, what? What do you mean I don't? And I'm like, yeah, you can create business any way you would like, and you can get it to work for you with your capacities and your way of going about things. Right. And it's like they're talking a foreign language,
right?
You know, because it's like people have just thought, oh, there's all these rules of how you do business. And it's like, no, there's all these points of view of how you do business, but they're actually not rules that anyone has to follow.
Right, right, right. So should we run a clearing? So what invention are you using to invoke and perpetrate the rules and regulations you were choosing?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, and everything that brings up times a godzillion, we destroy and create it.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine putbox, shorts, boys, meons. And the clearing, the invoke part is that you, when you invoke something, you say it over and over and over and over and over again with passion and force, and there's this density that accompanies it, and the perpetrate part is what you do to yourself to stick yourself with whatever it is that you're right invoking and perpetrating.
Yeah. So basically, what you do when you hold on and perpetrate those limitations or those rules is basically take away the choice you have.
Yes.
I mean, if you take business or relationship or money or body, any area of your life that you would like to change, and if you haven't been able to change, how many rules have you perpetrated on yourself on how your body should change, how your money, your business, your relationships should change, rather than realizing, oh, I actually do have infinite choice. So one of the tools that I adore so much in Access Consciousness are the choose in 10-second increments. Like if there were no rules, you should apply it in this situation. If there was nothing that was right or wrong, no choice that was better than the other, no result, no outcome that would be better than another. Like if you just take 10 seconds right now, what would you like to choose?
Yeah.
Like right now, if you just tap into the energy of what you would like your future, your whole reality, your whole life to be like what would you like your life to be like? If your whole living in reality would be a celebration, what is the energy of that for you in this moment? And what could you choose in these 10 seconds that would...
Next 10 seconds.
Next 10 seconds.
Because the cool thing about choosing in 10-second increments is that it only lasts for 10 seconds, right? And then you get to either re-up or choose something else.
Yeah.
And the next 10 seconds. And that's when one of you was talking about erasing, Susanna was talking about erasing all, having all her reference points erased, like the reference points are all the memories and the things that have stuck you in the past where you're either going to do more of it or not, or avoid it at all costs. But it's sort of like driving a car looking for direction by looking through the rearview mirror, right? Sort of living your life through the rearview mirror. And when you erase the rearview mirror and when you erase all the projections and expectations you have about the solidified future that you're creating based on what all those past experiences have been, when you erase all of that and you be like right here, right now, with none of that, it's like the only way you can function is by choice, right? I don't know how else could you do it if you didn't choose, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, I went to the Crazy Possibilities class in New Zealand, and one of the things Gary said was that, like, okay, so crazy is like not doing what you'd really like to do.
Right.
And so how much are we like using the rules to make ourselves crazy?
Right.
And Susanna, you only know a couple of things about crazy, right?
Yes, I was just, yay, my topic.
Like, have you ever seen anyone do that?
So let's do a shameless plug for Susanna and Susanna's book. Yeah, so Pragmatic Psychology, and then what's the tagline to it, Susanna?
It's Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy.
There you go. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, just came out.
And it's really
awesome book. You can get it on the Access
website. Yeah, it's
really
cool to hear people read that book, what they get out of. Like, we talk about crazy now. Like, they get out of, oh, my God, use my crazy, the crazy I've been using to limit myself, to use it as a crazy, you know, going from crazy stupid, crazy limited, crazy being like everybody else, crazy having rules, and training to this reality to crazy possible, where you can use your difference to create your reality. And this is basically what we all talk about now with this show, this possibility of going beyond the rules that you have perpetrated on yourself and others have perpetrated on you.
Yeah.
Can I run a clearing? I've got a cool one for crazy possibility. So what bastardization of infinite possibilities are you using to avoid the crazy possibilities you could be choosing?
Oh,
it's one of my favorite ones ever. So everything that is. Would you uncreate and destroy it all, please? Times a gazillion.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and buckle, nine shorts, boys and beyond. Shall I run it again?
Yes, please do it again.
So what bastardization of infinite possibilities are you using to avoid the crazy possibilities you could be choosing? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all men, shorts, boys and beyonds. Do I need to talk about what bastardization is? Do people know? That's one question. I don't know if you've run those clearings before. Are you guys there? Okay, maybe I'll keep talking. I'm not sure if anyone's still there or not. It seems like we might have lost Anne. So, that's kind of interesting. So bastardization is basically everywhere where you make things less than, everything where you make them more, well, if you're talking about the bastardization of infinite possibilities, so, I'm so sorry. Okay, so let's just see what... Oh, hello, who's that? Hello? Okay, so I'll just keep talking about rules because I seem to know a lot about rules. And it's really interesting, actually, for me to watch people try and live by rules because most people are wanting so hard to have everything around them be comfortable. And, of course, the moment that you start to live not by the rules of other, and particularly not by other people's rules, sometimes it gets a lot less comfortable. And so that can be really interesting as well, because that's the place where we then start to make ourselves less than. And we actually start to play with, okay, well, and this is not often very cognitive either. It's this thing where we go, I'll just be normal. I'll just be what other people are so that then I don't have to actually stand out, so that I don't have to be different. And that's actually where we stop the creativity and the capacity for creation and infinite possibilities that we actually have. Who's there now?
Hi, I got bounced off. I'm back on again.
Yeah,
me
and
too.
I think I've just been talking to myself, hoping that I was the one that was on.
We have all the line. The gremlins are around, right?
Yeah. I've just been talking about how like we make ourselves less than when we don't follow the rules and don't fit in with other people.
So I have actually a clearing for that. That's one of the bastardization ones, but it's... Okay, so what bastardization of infinite power and potency are you using to create the voiceless one you are choosing? And everything that brings up times a gazillion, we destroy and create it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, shorts, boys, and beyonds. It's so funny. I was with a facilitator this weekend who came and did a lunchtime class, which was just awesome. And I asked her if she wanted me to record it. And she looked at me and she said, no, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready for that yet. And I remember being in that space, too. And the cool thing about it is that she knows that when she is ready for it, that she can step right into it, right, with no judgment there right now. But
you know,
it's almost like I'm in a different space now, and that's why I'm so excited about this radio show and about the class that Gary is going to be doing in a little bit on creativity. Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, has been talking about creating beyond your imagination, beyond
this reality,
what's ever been created, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so curious about that. And my sense is that we're, like the three of us and a lot of other people, are all sort of dabbling around the edges of it. And some of us are in more than others. But it is. It's like so far beyond anything that I can think about or I can imagine. And so creating from that, right? From that space.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
I've heard him talk about it now here in Costa Rica because he has a class, and the class will be called Create or Die.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty intense class. And so what I realized for myself, you know, talking with him and you know, for this upcoming class, it's basically like it's come to a point in our reality and with Earth and with all our lives where it's either we keep on moving forward and we keep on creating by not looking back at our past, everything we thought we've done wrong, but by moving forward and by acknowledging that we have so much creative capacities in our beings that it's not an option for us to not create, because when we not create, we die.
Yeah.
And I realized that so much now the past days in my body, I'm like, this is really up to choose right now, choose or die, like create or die, like really that's on. And if you look at the earth, what's going on right now, and if you tap into the energy of what's going on with the earth, it's basically that. It's like, hey, what contribution can we be rather than consume? Because it was really just, you know, create and contribute.
Yeah, awesome. We're going to take another quick break here, but let's pick back up on that when we come back from the awesome. We'll catch you in just a few minutes. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
So we're back, and I'm going to go right to Susanna again because we were right at some of the juiciest stuff, right, as it was time to take a break. So, Susanna, will you pick back up a little bit where you left off about creative?
Yeah, it was kind of an intense conversation.
It was. It's like, my body's going, can we finish that, please?
Exactly. So it was basically tapping into the energy of, you know, when we talked about Gary's classes coming up, Create or Die, the energy of, like being aware of and acknowledging the creative energy that we are and that we be, and there's not really a, it's like the choice is like to move forward and start to create and continue to create, and not noticing that we have so much creative energy in us, that it's either that or die. And it notice like how many times in your life have you, where you've been so bored, you know, you have a job or a relationship or, in any situation where you, you know, this energy of boredom took over. And just notice like how much were you going into the dying energy rather than the creation.
Right.
And the move.
And there's something about, I think we've lost you just a little bit, but there's also something about choosing small. Right? Choosing something that's manageable is like a minuscule change or a tiny change or whatever. And it's almost like dipping your toe in and getting your toe wet, right? But not like, I'm in a space right now where it's like time to dive, right? Like all those, and actually that's what those graphics are all about, of people jumping off high rocks into beautiful looking water, waters below, but right of just going for it. Like the proverbial leap of faith, without getting into this or anything, but really leaving behind everything you know to be.
Because it's one of the interesting things when I was talking about the less than before, this is one of the energies we do that actually create what you were talking about. Less in so many different ways, so that we never do jump off the cliff. We never actually go, wow, I'm going no matter what. And it's really, you know, one of those things of like, well, what if we stop doing that? What if we actually stop using all of that awareness that we have against ourselves to make ourselves less than, and actually started to go to that space of, wow, what is truly possible here? What's so far beyond what anyone else has even thought of that we could, you know, go into a different reality entirely.
Yeah. And there's something about...
And,
go ahead.
And it's also all the places when people go into boredom, when we stop creating.
Right.
It's like being bored with any area of your life. This is everywhere you go into the dying energy rather than the contribution you truly could be to the moving forward of your reality. So what you could ask yourself is, what capacities do I have and be that I haven't acknowledged?
That I haven't acknowledged. Awesome, Susanna.
Yes.
Yeah. And everything that brings up, times of Godzilla. We're just trying to create it. Let's do that as a process.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, online, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. One of the ways that people from this, that I get stuck is, I love doing what I do. I love facilitating. I love writing. I love doing all this stuff, and I pretty much do it 24/7. And I get a lot of judgment and a lot of pushback from people in my life saying, you work too hard, or you're not getting enough back from it, or like all those judgments about when actually what I'm doing is what I love to do. And when I slow down to fit somebody else's schedule or to like take a vacation or take a break or what, I don't know. I don't even know how to talk about it, that's when I go to boredom, because there's not enough going on, right? And I'm not on the creative edge anymore. Creative edge is when I've got a ton of stuff going on and everything's just sort of popping in simultaneity, and it just goes and it's more and more and more. And I get that there's even more beyond that, which is what I'm interested in too, right? Does that make sense, you guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Cool. So...
we have callers, huh?
Oh, yes, we have callers. Cool. Thank you for that. So, thank you. So we have Nancy from New Mexico.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I had a question sort of along the line of what you've just been talking about. I've been doing a lot of processing and a lot of working the tools and find myself sort of in a leading... sort of in a wave of creativity right now. And I had a birthday just recently, and one of my sisters called me, who I haven't seen for quite a while, like maybe 8 or 10 months or so. And I think she thought I was somebody else.
Well, guess what? You probably were.
I probably was. Awesome. How's it get better than that? And I'm sort of breaking some of the rules of our way of interacting, which works really well for me, but not so much for her. And so I'm sort of playing with the question about, do I want to keep my family relationships if they don't change? How not to sort of frighten people if I change so fast, you know, that it's hard for them to catch up to. Or maybe that's okay.
Well, and truth, do they want you to change? Can they hear?
No.
So one of the experiences I've had, and I'm sure that Suzanne and Lisa have had as well, is that when we change that much, people come looking for us, and then there are all kinds of reactions.
Am I connected with anybody else, or did I go off?
Hello. Into a realm that's categorizable, you know, where you can either collude with them or disagree with them, but where there are reference points. And with family members, my relationships with my family members have changed hugely since I've come into Access, and with all of my other friends. And I was talking about it in class the other day, and I have never been around people who have my back like I have found in Access, and not everybody in Access has my back. I'm also clear about that. But and it's not that Access is the best thing in the whole world, but what if there really is something else possible out there besides the if this, then that, the way most families function? And then what if you can use whatever your family relationships are to your advantage, right? What if it's not all good or all bad? What if there might be some parts of sometimes with certain family members that are actually kind of fun, right? And what I found is that I don't have to decide ahead of time what it's going to be like. I just I ask the question and I follow the energy, and I'm actually going to go see one of my brothers that I haven't seen in 4 or 5 years next weekend, and I'm really excited about that. I'm thrilled to be able to do that, right? And are we a lot alike? No. Have we grown apart? Yeah. And I'm thrilled to be able to, I'm going to be in the same state that he lives, so I'm going to go visit him, and I'm excited about that, like that.
That may work.
So everywhere you're looking for a formula to wrap around you so that you can you can be acceptable to them or be received by them, would you be willing to just join and create that?
Yes, I would.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyonds, right. And what if you can acknowledge the difference without judging either you or them and just being with it and asking questions and seeing what comes up?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
So we've lost Susanna because it's raining really heavily in Costa Rica. So
bye,
Susanna.
Bye, Susanna. And maybe she'll come back, and maybe she won't. But I think we had another caller too. I think there was Eleanor from New York.
Yeah, cool. So let's have Eleanor.
Yeah, this is Eleanor. Hi, can you
hear me? Hi.
Hey, Lisa. Yeah, I came on a little bit later, so I can hear Lisa, and I heard Susanna earlier. And I don't know if Marlon's there, and I don't know who else is there, but hello to everyone.
Hi, it's Anne and Lisa Murray from Australia, and Susanna.
Who from Australia?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm not Lisa. I'm someone else.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My question is, I was listening to the Create or Die, and I listened to the introduction with Gary a couple of weeks ago. And for me, it's an energy of right now where I'm at with my body. I've had, a lot of things going on with my sinuses over the years, and I had a procedure done about maybe 6 weeks ago, and it was a choice. Changed doctors and had this thing done. Where it improved, I had a lot of ease in some parts of it, but other parts kind of feel worse at times. And where the create or die comes in for me is my energy wants to follow. I want to go further. I got my bars. I am a bars practitioner now. I got that during the summer. And I really want to do foundation and level one. But I don't always feel up to my head. I suffer from headaches and stuff. And the thing about it is the energy, it's frustrating because it feels like the energy is boiling up in a pot, but the body's not cooperating. The body's not keeping up with it. And what I want is, I'm asking for, is a question or a process or something that gets me past this or something. Because while I don't, so there are days that I feel that I'm kind of dying, but there are most days I'm in the comfort, I'm comfortable, it feels limited. It feels very...
Yeah.
It feels...
So you cut out when you were talking about Foundation Level 1, which are, so for those of you listening, there are core classes in Access Consciousness, and the first one is the bars, which is about receiving. And the second one is foundation, which is about sort of stepping beyond the confines of this reality, getting unplugging from the matrix of judgment and unplugging from the rules and regulations, which is what we're talking about partly. And then level one, which is about creating the kind of life that you would like to have that's beyond anything that you ever thought that you would be able to create. And so those classes are a lot about what this radio show is about. And one of the things that Gary found is that the being can process, you the being can run a lot of processes and destroy and uncreate a lot of fixed beliefs and a lot of the rules and regulations that you've used to run your life. And sometimes it takes bodies a while to catch up to that. And so getting bars run and having body processes run on your body is actually really a kindness, because it allows your body to catch up to where you, the being, are. Does that make sense, Eleanor?
Yeah, can you hear me, Anne?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I thought I cut out. Yeah, I hear you. The other question was...
You know what?
Yeah.
We are, it sounds like we're at the end of the show, so just quickly...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you can finish up.
Yeah, so I apologize. We're functioning in a different way, but Eleanor, if you could write it on the Facebook page, The Value of Controversy, maybe we can have a conversation like that. That would be awesome.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Okay, wonderful. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. And Susanna, thank you
for
joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me,
Anne. From rainy Costa Rica, I adore all of you. And Eleanor, thank you so much for coming on the call. And we'll be back again next Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Have a great week, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
for listening to The Value of Controversy. What questions did we create for you today? Write in and tell us. Please join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about us, please visit our website at thevalueofcontroversy.com. Until our next show, be controversial and have a great week.